Fred Film Radio, Venice Film Festival, Italy.
Fred Film Radio, this is Martina Tonarelli from the 79th Venice International Film Festival, and today we are here to talk about 27 Times Cinema Project that invites 27 young European film lovers, one participant per European member state, to attend Venice International Film Festival as jury member of Giornata degli Autori section. And I'm joined by Menno Habert.
Very good.
Okay, yes, we made it. Who is the Dutch ambassador for this year edition of 27 Times Cinema. So welcome to Fred, Menno.
Hello.
And how did you apply for 27 Times Cinema and why?
Well, I heard of the program through a colleague of mine who had participated like a couple of years before. And I kind of went online searching for a cinema through which to apply. So I wasn't actually familiar with the cinema before I did so, which led to some funny confusion, because when I went there to talk to them, they assumed that I was from the city, which I'm not. I took a train for half an hour, but really happy that it worked out. So
what does this opportunity mean to you?
I mean, as of right now, it means the world to me, because it's just been a great experience so far. And I think the thing that stands out most to me is just seeing the films and experiencing the festival, which has been great, but connecting with like 26 other people who are that sort of passionate and like well informed about film, that especially has been a great opportunity.
I read on your profile that Matrix. The Matrix is the film that made you fall in love with cinema, right?
To
Why?
A degree.
Yeah. Why?
I guess it was just one of those films that I saw really young and which sort of blew my mind at the time. It's not the most original or cheap pick, but I guess when something connects with you at the right age and the right time, and it just offers something that you've never seen before or that you've never even thought of before, it can really suddenly open your mind to like not only a lot of other films, but new ways of thinking, and The Matrix sure as hell does that. So for me, as a kid, that was a moment.
And I read also that Lumiere Cinema in Maastricht,
yes,
is your favorite film theater. Why?
Well, it's a personal connection. It's just a cinema I've attended a lot. It's not the cinema to which I've applied, but oh well. It's mostly they've got a great venue. They actually moved quite a few years ago and are now in this sort of industrial building that they've out of which they've made a really nice place, not just as a cinema, but also a really nice bar, and it's just a place where you feel the need to stick around, and I think that's great that a cinema keeps you there, and that enhances the discussion because you want to be in this place after you've seen a film.
And come back to Venice Film Festival, which is your experience here as a juror? How do you feel to be part of a jury?
Yeah, I mean, it is a responsibility. I try to take it as seriously as possible. But at the same time, you're also just hanging out with these other jurors, and it's a lot of fun in that regard. But like the jury discussions, that's such a privilege to be present there. It's not only with the jurors, but also we've got Celine Sciamma present, which is it's such a privilege to be able to listen to them and listen to her and what they have to say and do your own thing in the midst of it. So just great overall.
So thank you, Menno, the Dutch ambassador for this year edition of 27 Times Cinema, and thank you for sharing your experience here in Venice with us. And this is Martina Zonarelli for Fred Film Radio, the Festival Insider.
Fred Film Radio, 24/7 on Fred.fm and smartphone apps.